This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We've been talking about the first quote-unquote debate that occurred in New Hampshire. Of course, it was no debate, as Yahoo pointed out. No debate in New Hampshire. Republican gathering sees 14 candidates, but few fireworks. Actually, I didn't see any fireworks. There was no debate, as they pointed out, because they didn't let the candidates respond to each other. They didn't have them go face-to-face. That was deliberate. That was something the Republican Party said. They said rules put in place by the Republican National Committee to prevent GOP candidates from having to take part in too many debates to take up valuable preparation time and, in the opinion of the RNC, create a dynamic of ongoing Republican versus Republican criticism. The forum was fatally hamstrung. Even by C-SPAN standards, it was incredibly dull. That's the problem, is staying awake through these things. They say that it could have been a debate, but instead they had the candidates sitting in theater chairs in the front row of an auditorium watching another one slide quickly onto a bar stool while their names and brief bios were read out over the loudspeaker and the audience sat in complete silence. This is managed completely by the RNC. We need to be able to have debate. We need to be able to see them have ideas that are put out instead of just regurgitating their talking points in a controlled manner. But it is interesting to look at their standard talking points. Nobody has the talking points down more smoothly than Marco Rubio. He can just rattle these things off, coldly talking about how he wants to destroy all of your individual rights because, you know, it's a dangerous world out there. He is the face of the GOP's war on drugs, their war on terror. He is the authoritarian, nice face that they put on this. And so, you know, when we had that Mark Dice video where they went to San Francisco and asked people, would you destroy the Bill of Rights for Hillary Clinton? She wants to destroy the Bill of Rights. And, of course, she does. She wants to destroy several of the Bill of Rights. And, of course, so do these guys. Will you destroy the Bill of Rights for Marco Rubio? Will you do it for Lindsey Graham, who says, you don't get a lawyer, we're going to just grab you with the military, hold you indefinitely without trial, without charge. We're going to take your property without trial, without charge, not finding you guilty. That's what all these guys represent, all except for one, the horse called Paul Revere, Rand Paul. Let's go to what Marco Rubio had to say, and I want to tell you real quickly what Chris Christie said, very different. When we come back, we're going to leave enough time, we can do that. Let's play a little bit of Marco Rubio on the drugs.
Should medical marijuana be a narrowly written law, or is it okay to have conflicting laws in certain states?
I don't support the legalization of marijuana. I understand that individual states are going through the debate of its use for medicinal purposes. I know in Florida that debate's ongoing. And as long as it truly is for medicinal purposes, and even at the national level, goes through, for example, the FDA process that any other medicine would have to go through, that's something I'm willing to explore. What I do not support is the legalization of marijuana or any other additional intoxicant. This country is already paying a significant price for illegal use of drugs and even alcohol, which is legal. You talk about New Hampshire for a moment. Okay. One of the stories.
Let's stop it right there. We're paying a tremendous price for alcohol, which is legal. Okay, alcohol was made illegal once upon a time. Why was that? It was because we passed an amendment because the federal government has no legal authority to make alcohol or anything else illegal. Where is the amendment to make marijuana illegal? The amendment to make cocaine illegal, heroin illegal? Where is the amendment that allows the federal government to use the FDA to keep cancer therapy and make that illegal, keep that away from people? There is none. This guy hates the Constitution. He destroys the Constitution. He has no legal authority for it. He says he's willing to explore letting people use marijuana for medical purposes. Baloney. He and Jeb Bush took the money from Sheldon Adelson to shut that down. But interestingly enough, Chris Christie said the war on drugs last night, he said it was a failure. He argued that compassionate policies that he had were proving successful. I don't know what those are, but he says, this is a disease. The war on drugs has been a failure, a well-intentioned, but failure. He says nonviolent offenders should have sentences reduced, more treatment should be made available in the face of growing heroin epidemic, and we should support our rule of law. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Doug Hagman.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, August 4th, 2015. Joining me now is Doug Hagman of HagmanandHagman.com. We're going to go to Doug in just one moment, and we're going to talk about Planned Parenthood and several other issues. Before we do, I just wanted to remind you that we have free shipping extended for one more week at InfoWarsLife.com. We also have a special on Silver Bullet. Buy two, get two free. In other words, 50% off. Normally we sell out of Silver Bullet, but right now we have it in stock. It's a good time to prepare to set up your preparation stock. Silver Bullet is our 30 parts per million colloidal silver and a base of deionized pure water, and you can get free shipping on it, like all of the products that we have at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a way of saying thank you to those who support us. We're extending that free shipping for one more week, and you can get free shipping on everything at the InfoWarsLife.com store. Again, Silver Bullet, buy two, get two free, half off right now. Doug Hagman is the founder and director of Northeast Intelligence Network. He's CEO of a multi-state licensed private investigative agency serving many Fortune 500 clients. He is also the author of Tactical Surveillance. And so I wanted to talk to him before we get into, there's a lot of different topics we want to talk about, ISIS in the Middle East, the Iran nuclear agreement, Before we do that, though, I want to talk to Doug about Planned Parenthood. And, of course, let me get everyone up to date on what's happened with the news on Planned Parenthood today. We know that there were these movements in the last end of last week. There were movements to block these videos that are coming out from this group, Center for Medical Progress. They were successful in getting a judge to put an injunction out to stop the reporting of videos that involved STEM Express. I don't know what the basis of that injunction is. I don't see that as being a reasonable thing. I think we need to see what's going on. The public needs to know. And if there's criminal activity, I don't understand why a judge would put an injunction on it. Nevertheless, National Abortion Federation also joined in that to try to keep that out of there. And, of course, the CMP head, the people who have done the Center for Medical Progress, said he believed they're trying to block the video because they have video that they've already shot, they're about to release, that could prove that aborted babies were born alive and then harvested. Today we've had the fifth video come out. And you can see this on Infowars.com. Fifth Planned Parenthood video official brags that whole bodies of babies are just a matter of quote-unquote line items. The official says we can get intact fetal cadavers delivered. This time the official discussed selling intact specimens. In other words, whole bodies of babies. That's what we would call an entire baby. They call it an intact cadaver specimen. We call that a baby that they've killed. And as Dana Lesh pointed out, wow, around 3:21, Planned Parenthood discusses selling whole bodies of babies. Another comment, Stephen Miller says, Planned Parenthood director is on tape confirming several times the process can be altered to meet client needs. This is illegal. It's not hard to see this. Yeah, we all see exactly what's going on with this. Now, what's being done about it? Well, of course, we had Rand Paul working very hard, also with Ted Cruz, trying to defund Planned Parenthood at the federal level, being resisted by GOP leadership like Mitch McConnell, and being joined by people on the other side, like Democrat Senator Joe Manchin, said he would vote to defund Planned Parenthood. We need to support people when they're right on the right issues. We need to support them when they do the right thing and not get caught up in party politics. So Joe Manchin worked with Cruz, worked with Rand Paul to try to stop the funding of Planned Parenthood. Good for him. And realize the leaders of the Republican Party who opposed that because it got stopped. It failed. It came up for a vote yesterday. The vote was 53-46. The measure failed to get the 60 votes that would be needed to overcome a Democrat filibuster because the majority of Democrats are against it. They would filibuster this, but again, as I pointed out, there are some Democrats like Joe Manchin who voted for it. GOP Senator Rand Paul pressed the Senate leaders for the vote on Planned Parenthood. He said, I support any legislation that will defund Planned Parenthood. I don't think you start out with an objective to shut down the government, because they were saying, well, you're just going to shut down the government. It's like, no, we're trying to shut down these criminal practices. One more thing, and then we'll go to Doug Hagman and get his comments on this. I've said many times, I think that it is not possible to really affect change in Washington anymore. Certainly, it's definitely worth the try. We should never stop trying. And I appreciate the efforts of Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Joe Manchin, and others who tried to do that. Nevertheless, take a look at what happened in Louisiana. Again, another article that's up on Infowars.com. Louisiana cuts off Planned Parenthood funding. This is a effort by Bobby Jindal, the Louisiana governor. He cut off state funding for Planned Parenthood. Not only did he blocked Medicaid money to Planned Parenthood, the Gulf Coast, on Monday. He also barred the State Department of Health and hospitals from funding the organization. You can have more effect, I believe, and I think this is another example of it, how you can have more effect working locally and working at the state level than you can at the national level. We should fight them everywhere, but we need to understand that instead of focusing the majority, 90% of our efforts at the federal government level, I think we should do just the opposite. It should be 90% at the local level. Contain them, cut them off, make the changes locally where we can have the most effect. Now let's go to Doug Hagman. Thank you, Doug, for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it. And you're right on the money in terms of your assessment. Hitting them on a state level, I think, would be much more effective than attempting to defund them from a federal level. However, and I'm not sure how many people know this, according to their 2014 annual report, the taxpayer funded government health services for Planned Parenthood, $500 million, $540.6 million.
Yes.
That's not a cheap date.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, they're getting a massive amount of money at the federal level. So we can't just fight it at the local level. Here in Austin, Doug, we found out when we talked to Abby Johnson, we found out that just in the city of Austin, they have given Planned Parenthood a 20-year lease, $1 a year, for a 7,000-square-foot facility. And I think this kind of thing is happening all over the country, and most people don't know about it. We know about the $500 million, and it's difficult to stop that. But many people don't know about these other things that are being done, like a $1 lease for a 7,000-square-foot facility that are being done locally. And that's going to be easier. It's going to still be difficult to change, but that's kind of thing. And change the politicians if you can't change the lease. That kind of thing is still pretty much in the dark. And people don't understand all those other subsidies that Planned Parenthood is getting at various other levels.
Yeah, Bloomberg donated $250,000 here not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when we look at this, and this is kind of why I was really wanted to focus on this, I believe that the two of the greatest threats to the stability of our Republican form of government and our rights guaranteed by the Bill of Rights are abortion and gun control. I mean, when you look at it, the Supreme Court justices who voted for abortion, well, this is back, you know, they acted outside of the pale, of course, outside of the Constitution, when they said the Fourth Amendment right to privacy, that right could be interpreted as rights of a woman to abort her unborn child. So they perverted the Constitution a number of years ago, but well, back in 73, and have used that as a template and are using that very same tactic to attack us on the level of the Second Amendment. So I think the reason I think people have to understand the assault on the American or on the Constitution by the people in power. And the other side of that, very closely related, you know, as Americans, and I know this kind of sounds pretty nebulous and vague, but I think as Americans, we've tolerated, we've embraced, and we've even championed a lot of things that would have horrified our parents and our grandparents generations ago.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
You know, so when we look at this, banning the Ten Commandments, and we're seeing this incremental attack on our freedoms via Christianity, attack on Christianity. We're seeing the Ten Commandments expunged from public places, erased. We're looking at the slow starvation of the disabled. All of this points to genocide and eugenics. People don't, and you know, I was listening to you earlier. I mean, people don't have this understanding of what Planned Parenthood, how it started, what it's rooted in, and it's a genocidal type program. It's eugenics. It's, and of all races, of all people, black people should be just outraged over what's going on, because at its core, the Sanger and you know, back in the Sanger days, pre-Planned Parenthood, or establishing Planned Parenthood, of course, Margaret Sanger was the most hideous form of racist around, where she wanted to cleanse society of black people and of people with any kind of disability. So people really need to get into the meat of this, and mainstream media is not touching any of this. They're not understanding that, you know, the Guidestones, Georgia Guidestones, are in fact real, for example. And you know, they mean to, the powers that be, the power elite, mean to cut down the COVID population down to half a billion people.
Oh, absolutely. You're talking about the Georgia Guidestones. Everybody's saying, well, you know, who is it that put that up there? We don't really know who put that up there. Well, we know what the Pope is saying now, and we know who he's made one of his top scientific advisors, Schellenhuber. And the Pope is coming and selling his global warming agenda.
Yep.
And doing it in the name, you know, using this guy that has talked about having massive depopulation, just like the Georgia Guidestones are talking about, just like you mentioned. Schellenhuber is talking about getting rid of most of the people on Earth and establishing a planetary governance, a planetary council, a planetary court to haul you before, all in the name of global warming. And now we've got a face on it. We've got the Pope doing it. We've got Prince Charles doing it. We've got Obama doing it. These guys are openly doing it, what they were hiding before when they anonymously put up the Georgia Guidestones.
Exactly. And I think if people look at the bigger picture of this, we can see where this is just one part, but and albeit a very important part of the globalist agenda. And they're going to fight tooth and nail. The globalists are going to fight tooth and nail. The people in power in Congress, they're going to fight to make sure that none of this, none of these videos see the light of day, as evidenced by the injunction. However, and I'll say this, I spent a number of years as an operational asset for the FBI taking covert video just like the Center for Medical Progress.
Hang on, Doug. We got to talk about that. When we come back, we're going to go to a break. Doug Hagman of Hagman & Hagman. We'll be right back.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Doug Hagman of HagmanandHagman.com. That's his website. He's also a multi-state licensed private investigator, and he's the CEO of an investigative agency. We're going to talk to him about how investigations are done in light of Planned Parenthood. And, of course, we had the vote yesterday, and you can see the story on InfoWars.com. Democrats who voted against defunding Planned Parenthood never even watched the expose. Some bizarrely claim that the footage is doctored. Look, we've been told by the Obama administration that these videos are a conspiracy, that they're a hoax. Now we have Representative Alan Grayson says, tonight a bunch of men will vote against women seeing doctors, quote unquote, because they saw a doctored video. That's the GOP for you. Yeah, you know what? These guys are butchers. They're not doctors. Joseph Mengele was a doctor too, okay? A doctor is somebody that helps people, doesn't butcher innocent babies. Now, this is something that was offered by Joni Ernst. Rand Paul, Ted Cruz worked on it. We also had a Democrat, Joe Manchin at least, voted for it. I don't know how many others. But this is something that we see them pushing back, saying it's just a conspiracy theory. This is something that is an investigation, isn't it, Doug?
This is so important right now. I think we're at a hinge moment in our history. And I'll tell you why. Before the break, I was mentioning that as an investigator, I worked as an operational asset for the Department of Justice and the FBI. And I took covert video just exactly like we have seen from the Center for Medical Progress.
Exactly, yes.
And I'll tell you something. Every single court case, every time a case like that went to court, and it was very few because most pleaded out after knowing that they were on videotape. But in this case, the playbook for defense is the same. The tape's number one. Oh, it's edited. It's not a context. Right. Or the second thing is taken under false pretexts. Well, that happens all the time. It's common course for law enforcement, for example, to misrepresent themselves and insert themselves in a situation where there's ongoing criminal activity. And certainly Planned Parenthood falls in that category when they are talking about transporting body parts, period, or harvesting body parts. And I say infant body parts. That's exactly what they're doing. So the playbook that is being used by the defenders is the same playbook that's being used by defense attorneys all over this country, and it's tried, true, and worn out. And the fact of the matter is, it's nothing but a smokescreen to take away, to deflect from the topic of the felonious activity taking place at Planned Parenthood. And I wrote an article, expose at ParentCanadaFreePress.com and HagmanHagman.com, about my experiences as an investigator and the comparison made between the cries against the video versus what I experienced.
That's a great point, Doug. You know, you're talking about how in every one of these cases, this is a standard investigation procedure. In every one of these cases, they say this is doctored, this is heavily edited, it's taken out of context, this is entrapment. And yet, when sometimes it can be entrapment when the FBI does it, when they create the threat, when they go into these many of these fake terrorist situations that they create out of whole cloth, they create the organization, they entrap people into this, they equip them, they drive them to the place. In many cases like that, I do believe that it's entrapment. But when there's a criminal operation that is going on that they know about, and then they come in and say, well, we want to sell to your criminal organization or buy from it or be a part of it or whatever. They know that this is already going on, and then they come in there under those circumstances. That's not entrapment. That's an investigation. And that's exactly what this Planned Parenthood video is.
Yeah, and I don't mean to belabor the point, but entrapment would be if let's say a business owner or a pizza shop owner making pizzas never had a problem with the criminal history at all, and an FBI agent comes in and says, look, I want you to build a bomb, I'm going to help. You know, that's entrapment.
Exactly.
This is a course of conduct that these people are engaged in every single day. They're not asking anything except for information. And if you watch the tapes, the videos closely. And by the way, the information I got, and I'll share this on InfoWars exclusively. Information I got, the video that they have is extremely damning. We haven't seen the best yet. The best is yet to come, and it's just going to indict many, could indict many people in terms of criminal activity, sickening criminal activity. And then there's the satanic element of this too that's not being reported. And I'll just briefly touch on that. The information I have is...
Well, hang on. We're going to talk about that when we come back. We're going to go to another break. But that, yeah, I agree with you. I think the most damning stuff is definitely to come. They had 9 videos. We have had, I think, just the 5th one released today. That's why they want to stop this. That's why they're trying to shut it down using the court. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Doug Hagman of HagmanandHagman.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals bar none, and that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Doug Hagman of HagmanandHagman.com. And of course, Doug Hagman is the CEO of a multi-state investigative agency, and he's had experience in the past doing investigations, doing them for the government. He was explaining to us before the break the difference between entrapment and investigation and how people will use these same types of excuses in defending their clients caught on tape and illegal activities, the same things that we're seeing being used by the Democrats to explain what's going on with these Planned Parenthood tapes. Oh, they were taken out of context. We never said that they were heavily edited. or we were entrapped. And so I'm going to have him explain to you one more time real quickly, because I think it's very important for the public to understand the difference between entrapment and a sting operation of a known criminal organization. So we'll revisit that. And then he was just beginning to talk about the connection with the satanic, with these videos and what we have now learned about that. So we're going to go back to that. Real briefly before we do, I just want to let you know and remind you again that we have free shipping on everything at InfoWarsLife.com. We've extended that for one more week. And one of the products that we sell there, Oxy Powder, something you ought to take a look at. It is scientifically formulated to gently cleanse your colon. It doesn't require time off from work. It's all natural. Oxygen Colon Cleanser. It's available through InfoWarsLife.com. Again, that's Oxy Powder. Let me read you one of the testimonials, because we have a lot of testimonials about all of our products. Here's one about Oxy Powder. This is from Milford in Colorado, Aurora, Colorado. It says, Oxy Powder helps me keep my intestines clean and digestion in line. I started taking Oxy Powder a year ago. I've lost 60 pounds. I take 6 pills at night with water about 4 hours after my last meal of the day. I also eat well, count my calories, but Oxy Powder has definitely been an invaluable resource in my personal quest towards healthy weight and lifestyle. I now look and feel amazing. Again, go to InfoWarsLife.com, look at the products there, look at the reviews and see if the products are, which ones are right for your health, your condition. You can be helped with that by those reviews that we keep online. That's why we have them there. Again, everything at InfoWarsLife.com is free shipping through this week. We've extended that for one more week as a thank you to those of you who support our operation. Let's go back to Doug Hagman now. And Doug, let's just repeat real quickly what you said, because you gave us a legal version of entrapment. You've done this in conjunction with the FBI for real criminals. And it's very important, you know, as an investigator, what needs to be done and what's going to hold up in court and what's not going to hold up in court. You pointed out that they always use the excuse this was taken out of context. They heavily edited this, or they say entrapment. Tell us again the difference between entrapment and something where they're investigating a known criminal organization presenting themselves in there in a false pretext, but something where they're investigating a known criminal activity.
Yeah, and just to be clear, I'm not an attorney. I'm an investigator by profession. And the bottom line is this. Entrapment would entail or would necessitate someone of the government or a law enforcement official going into, I don't know, a business, let's say a pizza shop owner, and out of the blue, looking at the owner and saying, look, I want you to build me a bomb, or I want you to here, I want you to traffic in some drugs here. And something that the pizza shop owner would not normally do, or the person would not normally do, it's not within his realm of business. And then can keep harassing the business owner to do that. That's entrapment. I mean, clear and simple. But here you've got an operation, already existing operation, that is dealing in the trafficking of human body parts. And I want to really drive that home. This is what they're doing. The covert operatives going in are not doing, are not asking anything. Asking these people to do anything outside of what they're already doing. And as a matter of fact, they're not asking them to do anything, period. Every tape I've seen, every video I've seen is merely inquiries as to price, haggling over price for.
Exactly. We've already established what they are. We're just haggling over the price. Precisely. And you know, this video that's come out today is not just baby body parts. It's an entire bodies of babies that they're offering out there. And when we see these videos in the past, they say, well, this is the way we've done it in the past with other organizations. That's not entrapment. That's showing a pattern of behavior. And we saw in the very first video, I think it was in the second video, it was the Lamborghini lady. She was talking about how they had this one organization come in. She says, well, this lady comes in. She goes through everything. She cuts it up. She takes the parts that she needs. We don't have to do anything. It's very profitable. And that's the only exclusion that they have under the law, is that they can get compensated for some things that they might do associated with it. But she makes it clear they weren't doing anything. They were just getting the money, just selling the parts.
Yeah, yes. And you know, in later term abortions, and I use that word, for example, the difference between murder, which is obviously against the law, and an abortion is about 3 inches. Mm-hmm. What they're doing is they're the mechanics of it is they're flipping the baby around to present breech first, and legs come out, keeping the head inside of the woman. And as long as the head is inside, they're able to do whatever to kill the unborn child. And that protects them legally. It's just a mere 3 inches that separates a first-degree murder charge with a legal process of abortion.
And they know that, and so they talk about how they, well, if you've got particular things that you want, we can make arrangements so that we reposition the baby into that breech birth position that you're talking about. So they know where the lines are drawn, and they're even talking on this video about how they can skirt around those lines.
Exactly. And I know we're kind of short on time, but one thing I wanted to touch on, too, is we have to follow the money. I think people would be surprised that once the money, you follow the money, you follow the people involved in this. The very people who are involved in Planned Parenthood, who are involved in the national abortion rights, all of these different minor organizations or smaller organizations out there, there's an incestuous involvement between them and the globalists, between them and the Gang of Eight, for example, the leaders of Congress. And as well, there is a satanic element to this that people, we don't talk about this in polite company, actually, right? We don't like to talk this, but you know, the satanic temple in Detroit, Joe, my son, who co-hosts the show with me, was telling me about the satanic temple in Detroit. Well, that's that Baphomet statue that was the largest public satanic ceremony in history. They were charged $75 for tickets. Mm-hmm. Well, the proceeds went to support the reproductive rights of abortion, and they collected some $32,000, I believe, so far, to fund these abortion rituals. And I say rituals because in the scheme of a satanic temple, when you start looking at who these people are, what their practices are, the satanic temple itself, TST, they are actually promoting this satanic aspect element of child sacrifice.
And we've seen that here in Texas. We had the massive rallies at the state capitol when they were talking about that, and they had people out there chanting "Hail Satan." We saw it when the InfoWars reporters went to the Planned Parenthood abortion clinic here. It always seems to come up, and it's brought up by the people who are there supporting abortion.
Yeah,
it's not us. We're not saying, "Hey, you're a bunch of Satanists." No, they bring it up. They start saying that.
Hey, I mean, you guys almost knocked me off my chair when I saw that, when you had that clip of that woman hail Satan and the satanic chants and what have you. It was incredible. But see, this is how overt this has become, and I think and why this is being fought so hard. And the bottom line is this. This is part of a genocidal program. It's part of eugenics. It's part of sculpting the DNA. When we hear about this is what Margaret Sanger was all about, and a woman that's less known, Madame Calante, who was a Marxist socialist, well, communist, I should say. She was the original champion of abortion rights back in the early 20th century. And when you start peeling back the layers, you see Calante's book, Communism and the Family. You see that this, what we're seeing right now, is an attack on the nuclear or the traditional family or the family itself. And you can see that it's a takedown of our nation through the takedown of our family and the middle class. And of course, the constitutional rights of all people. People say, well, this is, you know, we're actually for constitutional rights via the Fourth Amendment. Now, that's a perversion of the Constitution. People really need to understand what's going on and who are the people who are behind it. And that's where I believe once that knowledge gets out there, there's no putting the genie back in the bottle. We need to really push that hard, in my view, anyway.
Absolutely, I agree with you, Doug. And of course, we also see these pedophile rings are being run by the most powerful elites in our country and the UK. We see American ambassadors caught up in this over and over again. It seems that these things all go hand in hand. The pedophile rings, the satanic cult worship, as Alex Jones went to Bohemian Grove and saw the sacrifice of care. I mean, the thing is basically a reenactment of a Moloch sacrifice of passing their children, sacrificing their babies for prosperity. And certainly that is subconsciously, at the very least, if it's not overt, if it's not direct, if it's not a conscious reference, it is subconsciously what they are telling people when they bring them in and say, we want to help you plan your family and so forth. Abby Johnson says, no, they're pushing abortions. And one of the ways that they do that is to tell you, you're not going to be able to afford these children. Do you realize how much money they're going to cost you over 20 years? They're selling this as a means of your own personal prosperity.
Exactly. And this fits so well into the globalist agenda. It's everything is... People need to take a number of steps back and look at the entire picture. I mean, we spent a lot of time talking about the Planned Parenthood issue to understand how important that is to the greater mechanics of the globalist issue, in particular the homosexual agenda. There is a direct link between Planned Parenthood and what they're doing in the homosexual agenda to grant rights under the Constitution that were never there in the first place, to change the Constitution. So people need to understand the vastness and the importance and really the evil nature. No, I'm not sorry. The evil nature of what we're looking at, whether it's Planned Parenthood or whether it's this ostensible fight for equal rights when it's not for the homosexual marriage twisting of the family and such.
Well, so I think there's an interesting case that came up today. It was reported on WND about some gays demanding irreversible harm to a Christian. And this is not a situation. This is in Kentucky. They say that it is not a question of whether or not there's going to be a Kentucky marriage license, whether or not there's going to be a same-sex marriage. This is not about who can marry who in Kentucky law. They say it's not about whether Kentucky will recognize same-sex marriage. The Kentucky governor has declared that Kentucky will. Instead, it's about forcing an individual county clerk to authorize and personally approve same-sex marriage in violation of her fundamental religious liberties. And they point out that Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito warned that same-sex marriage ruling that they just passed would be used to stamp out those, and that's his term, stamp out, those who disagree with the progressive agenda. And in this particular case, Doug, these plaintiffs sought a license from this particular clerk only after learning of her religious objections to same-sex marriage, and they refused to get a license when they could get it elsewhere. So this is about forcing you to bow to their will. It's absolute religious intolerance, and that's where I draw the line. When people cross over that line and say they're not content to do it on their own, but they're going to force this person to do this, they're going to force a baker to celebrate their marriage in violation of their religious beliefs and then get a $135,000 judgment against them. That's absolutely outrageous. That's over the line. Nobody should support that if they support individual rights.
Oh, but this is just the beginning. You see, and Alex pointed this out, I've heard you do the same thing. This is just the beginning. What we're witnessing here is the incremental, now exponentially rapid takedown of our religious freedoms. And you see, religious freedoms will affect our First Amendment rights, obviously, or do affect our First Amendment rights. Ultimately, there's a war against Christians. Look at who's in the White House. Look at who is really pushing this agenda from the executive level. But look at the acquiescence of the so-called conservatives in Congress. People think that in 2016 we're going to get somebody else in there. You get another thing coming. There is no, and as Steve Quayle, our good friend, says, there are no political solutions to spiritual problems. We have a massive spiritual problem in addition to a massive problem with people who have infiltrated for the last generation and a half, the last 50-plus years. We've had this massive infiltration of globalists, of communists who are pushing a globalist agenda or globalists pushing a communist agenda. Take your pick. And part and parcel to that is the destruction of the family, destruction of our rights, the inability, shutting us up as Christians, shutting us up as conservatives or as morally, physical conservatives. And it's to take down our country from within, and they're doing a great job of it. And you know what? If we don't stand up right now, if people don't say right now, look, you're not going to force me to bake a cake. You're not going to force me to acquiesce to your perverse standards, regardless of what they are. If we don't take a stand right now, we are going to lose our country. Well, we're actually losing our country. But I agree with you, David, at the beginning of the segment. You said it's not too late. You know, while there's still life and breath, there's still hope. And I hope that people can take this as a rallying call, get out there and say, you know what, you're not going to push me to do this. And I don't care. You want to find me $135,000, you can stick that where the sun don't shine. All right.
Absolutely. You know, Doug, when you said that this is going to come after our First Amendment rights, we have already seen that in a case here in Houston. In Houston, we have an openly lesbian mayor who is married to someone who is very high up, I think, head of Planned Parenthood in that area. And, of course, there were some conflict of interest charges about that, about money being passed back and forth between the Houston City Council, the Houston government, and Planned Parenthood. But then they went a little bit farther. What they did in the name of legislation for transsexuals, they opened up, tried to open up ladies' public restrooms and locker rooms to men who might claim that they were women. Now, there was pushback against this by local churches, and this is how this mayor responded. She demanded from five of these churches that they give her the sermons that they had preached about this, demanded that. So there's your attack on the First Amendment. Both free speech as well as freedom of religion. It took the state Supreme Court to come in. Oh, the other thing that happened with this, Doug, was they came up, they got a signature drive set up to take back this law, and they manipulated this. The city secretary certified that enough signatures had been turned in, but the mayor and the city's attorney manipulated the results to avoid having a popular vote. So this whole thing went to the Texas Supreme Court. They said, you are either going to repeal this ordinance or you will put it up to a vote. So at least in this particular case, that has been stood down. But look at the tyranny between that. The Amendment, both aspects of the First Amendment. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with Doug Hagman of Hagman & Hagman and a new article up on Infowars.com. Obama speaks out against organ harvesting of African albinos only. We'll be right back.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
All right, don't let anybody tell you that Christmas doesn't come twice a year, because now it does, at Guns80.com. All right, here's the deal. They're going to make it happen twice this year just for you. It truly is Christmas in July. That's right, Christmas in July at Guns80.com. A brand new special, a really awesome special every day till the end of the month, through this weekend at least. Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit CheckbookIRA.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. CheckbookIRA.com. CheckbookIRA.com.
Like an angel. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Doug Hagman of HagmanandHagman.com, the CEO of a multi-state licensed investigative agency. We've been talking to him about these Planned Parenthood videos, of course, the issue that it is not out of context, it is not a sting. That is always the defense that comes up. As an investigator, he pointed that out to us. But we've also been talking about the satanic connections to it as well. And this story just broke, Doug, on Infowars.com from Mikhail Phelan. Obama speaks out against organ harvesting of African albinos. This is what he has to say. People with albinism in Africa are being killed and their body parts harvested for ritual purposes. My request to you is to raise this issue with the heads of state of African countries to bring the atrocities to an end. He called the tradition foolish. He said, it's infuriating. I have no patience for it. And then he says this, the notion that any African would discriminate against somebody because of the color of their skin after what black people around the world have gone through is crazy. Well, let's explain something to Obama. There's a far greater proportion of black babies that are aborted at Planned Parenthood than any other group. And if you want to get upset about the fact that these organs are being harvested because these people are suffering from albinism, all these babies are the same on the inside. All these babies that are being killed and chopped up and having their body parts sold for profit by Planned Parenthood are all the same on the inside. They could care less about the skin, at least we think. They certainly don't care about the color of the skin. Your comments, Doug?
Well, obviously, Obama needs the refresher in history. Look, Planned Parenthood, the entire abortion industry was built upon the eradication of blacks from the population.
Absolutely.
Okay, I mean, that's the bottom line. So for him to make a ridiculous statement like that tells me that he's either so far out of the loop historically or is so deceitful that I don't know, is he believing his own lies? But the bottom line is this. You're absolutely right. We're talking about a human life here. We're not talking about an albino the tissue sample or anything like that. We're talking about a human life. And people better understand that abortion on demand, abortion is the number one killer of all the things in our nation.
Yes.
And, you know, so with respect to the article that you broke, and that's a very interesting article, and I certainly would urge people to really read that. Bottom line here is the organ harvesting of African albinos, as I see on your screen there, that's happening here in this country. For crying out loud, don't be naive to think that the organs that are being harvested for ceremonial, ritualistic purposes, it does happen. It's unpleasant to talk about, but you'll find documentation buried among many accounts where this does. It is proven to be the case. And when we can make some money on the unborn body parts, as they're doing right now, boy, that's even better. So
he looks at this. He strains at this little gnat because, you know, this is not to minimize this, but this is such a small number of people. As you're pointing out, the number of people aborted is the largest form of murder that we've got going on, mass murder that we've got going on right now. So he takes a very narrow segment of this and speaks out in outrage, ironically, about organ harvesting, ironically, about Africans, when it is African-Americans that this whole organization was set up to target.
Exactly.
It's just absolutely amazing.
And the disabled and those of a certain type of race or, you know, yeah, I get that. Boy, I'll tell you.
Well, thank you for joining us again, Doug Hagman, and you can find him at HagmanandHagman.com. That's it for today's broadcast. Join us tonight for the nightly news at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you're not a supporter of Prison Planet TV, please support us in that operation as well. That's where I normally hang out. I'm David Knight, and that's it for our broadcast today.
the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.